You're listening to the rather incredible podcast by Christopher Terry and Simon Willis.
I'm Dr. Funk.
And I'm Captain Glovebox.
And this is Captain Glovebox versus Dr. Funk, and we are back after 2 weeks.
Sorry, guys. That was my fault. I'm a busy young lady, and I had college stuff to finish off and work. But now I'm done.
No time.
So now all I have to worry about is working.
No time.
We should be good.
To spend 20 minutes on a Saturday afternoon to discuss the news with your friend.
Yeah, alright. Don't make me feel that bad about it, jeez.
I'm joking.
You know, to be nice, to enjoy my company, you a-hole.
I do enjoy your company.
Right.
Let's not start having this conversation here.
Can we not have another tip? First vlog we've done in 2 weeks and we start having at it like a couple.
Alright. Okay, well, we'll start with a little news story that we have, which is that people in prison are going to start going through to have sex
don't,
visits.
Don't go for what you were about to say, because that happens all the time anyway.
Okay, well, they're going to get sex visits from, like, their partners.
Which they get already.
No, but like...
Not in a way that they might enjoy.
Yeah, not like... You're just making this awkward. This is like episode two. 2 weeks, and then you're already back onto some sort of rape subject.
It's a pretty awkward story, to be fair.
Well, it's a stupid story as well. Because, like, you get a guy, he's killed 25 people, he gets to go to jail. Oh, it doesn't really matter. He's got a TV, bedroom, blah, blah, blah. And then he gets to have sex every couple of weeks.
Yeah, because in, like, the US, on death row, don't they get... loads of stuff. They, like, on death row you can have like a PS3 and all that jazz.
But this is England.
In England we're doing sex thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, this isn't America.
I hate the UK so much.
But yeah, so like it's this whole thing. It's ridiculous. The whole world is falling apart over the last few days.
Every person that says British and proud is a friggin' liar.
Yeah. British and proud.
I'm absolutely not proud
me.
To be from this country. considering all the crap we've been putting everyone else through.
Yeah. And you're just like, oh, British and proud, are you? So you're happy that we give serial killers sex on a regular basis in prison, are you? Brilliant.
Woo! Nice going there, government. Cheers, yeah. David and your boys.
David can't even look after his own daughter properly. I'm sorry, that was uncalled for, David.
That was a cheap shot at Dave, man. We're saying his name like we know him really well.
I do. I go...
Oh, do you hang out with Cameron on a basis, do you?
Yeah, man. Me and Dave, just chilling out, going to the pub with his daughter. I have to dress up as his wife, though, otherwise people get confused. So it's actually me they're talking about in the story.
But... So did you leave David Cameron's daughter in a pub? Terrible, man.
I didn't. I wouldn't leave David Cameron's daughter in a pub. Because me and Davey boy
I'm
like this.
I'm just yawning.
Alright, anyway, we've gone, like, seriously off track now. It's, like, gone from sex in prison, being mates with David Cameron. So
if he starts turning up in every vlog podcast we do, I'm going to punch things. Anyway, right, next story, well, Chris.
Moving on to a little segment where I have a news story that Simon doesn't know anything about. And I'm just going to say the title and then we're just going to get the reaction and have a little discussion with it. So mine is a chef spiked... A chef spiked a 7-year-old party, brownies, with, you're thinking, weed. No, MDMA. Okay, this chef put MDMA in these chocolate brownies and was just giving them out to make the party more interesting. And then 3 kids had to go to hospital who weren't even part of the party. They were just like people, they're going, oh, do you want some brownies? And they're like, yeah, all right, oh. And then they had to go to hospital because they, like, OD'd on MDMA. And this guy, the chef, it gets worse, the chef used to serve the Queen afternoon tea.
That's amazing.
Not really. For those people
who
don't know...
That's probably why she looks so youthful. She's been putting, like, anti-aging elixirs in her tea.
Yeah, for those people who don't know, MDMA is a drug that ravers and other dancey people use to keep themselves happy while they dance.
Sensible people just go and have a good time.
Yeah, sensible people
like me
just use alcohol to indulge in some sort of something.
Don't do drugs, kids. If bath salts have taught you anything, it's never do drugs.
Well, unless...
You don't want to be naked on the highway chewing an old guy's face off. It's just not cool.
Or, it's like don't do drugs, but if you don't know you've taken them, it's fair enough. You're not going to be in trouble.
Yeah, if you are literally a kid and a man has put drugs in your brownie, I can let you get away with it.
It's ridiculous, though. It's like, why would you do that? You don't need a seven-year-old's party to be more interesting. You can put, like, a balloon in front of them and they'll scream for an hour about it.
Yeah, if you show them how to eat helium, that's fine. Or, like, put Twiglets in your mouth and pretend you're a horrible, crispy vampire. But
exactly.
Spiking a kid's brownies with MD is pretty mental.
See, that's what the world's coming to. Sort it out, Dave.
It's really weird, because this segment appears to be hanging around in the children section, which is kind of a little creepy. But here we go. So my surprise story for you, Chris, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Boy steals a car at toy gunpoint, goes for joyride down the Sweden streets.
What?
So
How old is this kid?
This kid carjacks someone with a toy gun. How old is he? Oh, that'll be 9 years old.
So, what? A 9 year old?
In Kortedala in Sweden. A 9 year old boy went up to someone in their car with a toy gun and said, yeah, this is loaded, I'm gonna pop a cap in your ass, and jacked the person's car. That kid, I was so proud of it.
I can't help but just think, legend.
Maybe he was on one of the MDMA brownies at the time.
He's probably. Probably our stories are combined.
It was an MD brownie kid. With a toy gun and a bit of a chip on his shoulder.
This sounds like
the
worst.
Just another chef's prank. I made a chip joke. Lol!
Oh dear. Surely though, if you were sitting in a car and someone like came up to you, like a 9 year old kid, and was like, this is loaded, get GTFO, you'd be like,
back off. What's funnier is he stole an electric car. So let's have a look here. Yeah, so he floored it, pedal to the metal, 18 miles an hour. So like a good man could run and catch up with the kid. And then a bystander grabbed him and waited for the police to arrest him, but he was arrested at 9 years old.
That just escalated a little bit too far there, didn't it?
That's crazy. Okay.
Kid hijacked a car with a toy gun. 9 year old, Sweden. Because obviously it being Sweden makes all the difference.
Those Swedes are crazy.
They are. Oh dear.
That was my hilarious story.
That was actually a beautiful segment. I love how it went down.
No faith in humanity anymore.
No. Well, yeah, moving on. If I can find it in this godforsaken newspaper that I have next to me.
Look faster.
I found it. So, it's something to lift the spirits at the end of a podcast. It's quite a short one this week, actually. But, freedom for couple seized by Somali pirates 20 months ago. So they got released, freed today. Not today, though. Today would be the 21st of June. It's 20 months. That's nearly 2 years.
So the pirates got them and then drank all of the rum. And then when they said, the rum's gone, they dropped them off at a supermarket and said, go and get more rum or we'll kill you. And they just nicked out the back, past the smoking section, down through groceries, and made their escape. And that's exactly how it happened. You can take that to the bank.
Yeah. there was a £6 million ransom for like 200 people or something. 213 people, and there's a £6 million ransom, and they think that some of the ransom was paid, and so they let these two people go out of the 213 hostages, which means there's still 210 people. This was supposed to be an uplifting story.
Well, that's no longer a good thing. You shouldn't really have read that bit.
I'm sorry. But, well, you just kind of made it as if Disney had taken over the Metro.
Well, you said it was going to be a happy story.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, saying, oh, yeah, BTW, this is a fairy tale.
I can show you the world, but we're currently stuck in a cargo hold. I don't think we'll make it if they don't bring us clean water and food. We're going to die.
Just combining, like, pirates.
All of these pirates want to kill me. They'll pay the ransom soon, and we can spoon in our own bed instead of in between these two masculine guys.
That was confusing, I suppose.
That really right there is a good point to finish a vlog.
Yeah, well, sorry this one's been a bit short. I'm sorry that we haven't been around for a little while, Simon. But
shut up, Dan. We'll sort it out. I'll get my act together and we'll start doing stuff properly again weekly now that I'm off college. And Chris, I assume you're finishing uni soon.
No. My uni doesn't end. Literally. It ends for 2 weeks and that's it.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Moral of the story, kids, don't go to SAE. Do you know what the A stands for? Suck. Do you know what the A stands for? Ass. Do you know what the E stands for? Education. Suck ass education.
Yeah, basically. Sorry if anyone from SAE has heard this.
If you're from SAE, you gain our returns, and I can say that because I get to Barnfield. Woo!
Yeah, because that's like a million times better. Right then. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, Dad.
Anyway, well, we can start doing these podcasts more, and that'll be a good thing, so I'll try harder to suck less.
But we love you all. Very much. We'll speak to you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you later. Why did you wave?
I don't know. I always wave at cameras because, like, oh, I don't know. All right. See you later.
It's a podcast. Bye, everyone.